Blog Talk Radio.
Sweet. I know. Oh. Sweet. I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong wind may blow, but I the word, what you gonna tell them, do it? Everywhere I go, what you gonna say? What you gonna say, Greater Traveler's Rest? That I found a Savior, and He
I know.
Come on, in spite of what you're going through, help me say, He's sweet. I know.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord on tonight. He is sweet. I know. Praise God on tonight. How many of you know tonight that God, hallelujah, is sweet? Praise God, hallelujah. One scripture in the Word of God says, to taste and see that the Lord is good. Praise God on tonight. I want to thank everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in to CARE Radio Network. Praise God. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored, and I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Praise God on tonight, and it is truly a blessing to be back on the air, be back on the line with everybody on tonight. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. It is Monday night, and you know what that means. We have the professor on the line tonight. Hallelujah. Bishop Andre Alexis will be joining us shortly to bring forth a word from the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. And we thank God for that. Praise God on tonight. Now, somebody who might be tuning in for the very first time, praise God, hallelujah, might want to know why we call ourselves uncensored. Praise God, hallelujah. What exactly does it mean to be uncensored? Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. To be uncensored simply means this, that we preach and we teach the true and unadulterated word of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, what does that mean, the true and unadulterated word of the living God? I'm so glad that you asked. It means that we don't sugarcoat the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't water it down. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, if it's bitter, it's just going to be bitter. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like to compare it to medicine. Remember you when you were a child, and some of us, hallelujah, amen, we get older, we got to take some medicine. Praise God. Hallelujah. For whatever ails us, we got to take some medicine. Remember when you were little, you had to take that Robitussin? Hallelujah. That Robitussin was kind of thick. Hallelujah. It was kind of bitter, and you really didn't want to take it because it was nasty to the taste. Praise God. It was nasty to the taste. Hallelujah tonight. Praise God. But it was good for you. Hallelujah. It was healing you. Even though it was bitter, even though it was nasty, it was healing you. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, hallelujah, the word of God ain't going to always come off all sweet. It ain't going to always come off like a bed of roses. Praise God. It ain't going to always come off, hallelujah, like a box of candy. Praise God. Sometimes the word of God, hallelujah, it might just offend you. Hallelujah. You might just be offended by the word of God. There was a scripture in the Bible where Jesus healed a blind man. The Bible says that he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town he was in. He led him out of the situation he was in. Hallelujah. Then he laid hands on him, but then the Bible says he spit on him. Now keep in mind, Jesus was the word. Hallelujah. Now, if I were to spit in your face, if I were to spit in your eye, hallelujah, you would be offended. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You would be offended, praise God. Now, if Jesus spit in your eye, if Jesus spit in this man's eye, hallelujah, praise God, amen, that's offensive to spit in somebody's face. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's offensive to spit in somebody's face. Praise God. So the word sometimes will offend you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's only offending you to help you. Praise God. I can't talk about something that offends you, that convicts you, if you're not doing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, we get offended. Hallelujah. Amen. We feel offended, but really that's the Holy Spirit convicting us. Praise God, hallelujah, pointing out our faults, pointing out the stuff we not supposed to be doing that we keep doing. Praise God, hallelujah, on tonight, praise God. So we preach and we teach the unadulterated word of the living God. We uncensored. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, we let the Spirit move, hallelujah, as it may. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And we don't, amen, praise God, allow anybody, hallelujah, to change our mind. There's I can't think of her name. Praise God. Hallelujah. One of the ladies of LA, she got this saying, "You can't change my mind anyway." Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God said this. He told Jeremiah, "Tell them what I told you to say." Hallelujah. I'm going to put the words in your mouth. All you got to do is say what I told you to say. And he gave us a warning when he told Jeremiah that. He said, now they're going to fight you. Hallelujah. He say they gonna resist you. Hallelujah. But he said in the end, you will prevail. Praise God. In other words, we're not helping us or nobody else by sugarcoating the word of God. We're not helping us or nobody else by watering down the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You think somebody going to go easy on you just because you sugarcoated the word of God? You think God is pleased by you sugarcoating the word of God? No, sir. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 So we thank God, hallelujah, for the platform that God has given us. Praise God, hallelujah, to speak and preach this true and unadulterated word of the living God. Praise God. Before I go any further, let the Lord say, let's go to the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for allowing us to come together tonight and congregate in your holy name. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your spirit just come on this line and just move in a mighty way. We rebuke any unclean spirit that's trying to hinder us, Lord, from hearing your word on tonight. We rebuke the works of the enemy. We rebuke the works of Satan, the works of the devil, the works of Beelzebub. We bind him right now in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for provision. We thank you, Lord, for grace, mercy, and forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, for just being God all by yourself. And we will continue to praise you. We will continue to magnify you. We will continue to lift you up in praise, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. Allow everybody on the line tonight to decrease. Hallelujah, so that you can increase. Hallelujah, open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears so that we can hear and receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. And all these things we pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God on tonight. Once again, this is Elder Andre Prevost, and this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for everybody out there who has called in on tonight. Praise God. Everybody out there who has tuned in on tonight. I hope everybody has come, praise God, in expectancy, praise God, to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Once again, our speaker tonight, hallelujah, is none other, praise God, then Bishop Andre Alexis. And without further ado, let me give him a proper introduction, hallelujah, and then I'm going to pass the mic, hallelujah, to Bishop Alexis. First of all, hallelujah, he is the founder of His Ministry One. Praise God. For those of you out there on the airwaves, you might want to type that in into your search box on Google. One word, His Ministry and the number one. One word, hallelujah. No hyphens, no spaces. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. He is also the co-pastor of Care Church Incorporated, located right here in Arlington, Texas, at 2501 Centennial Drive. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And we encourage everybody to stop by every Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. At beginning at 9:30 a.m. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We start Sunday school. Hallelujah. Church school, as we used to call it back home. Church school, praise God. Hallelujah. Starts at 9:30 in the morning. Hallelujah. Conducted by our very own Bishop Alexis. And then you can stay, hallelujah, for the word of God. Hallelujah. At 11 o'clock. Hallelujah. Right here at Care Church Incorporated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He is also one of my spiritual fathers and my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than the professor himself. Praise God. Bishop Andre Alexis. Hallelujah. Bishop Alexis, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Well, God bless you, mighty man of God. Black Prince of Preachers is what I call you personally, the Black Prince of Preachers. I want to say that we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus has already did for us from Mount Calvary. He donated his victory to you and to I. He gave that to us as the church, and he has said to us that we are more than conquerors through him. The gates of hell cannot prevail, and no weapon formed against us will ever prosper because of the works that Jesus has done for us from Mount Calvary. And I'm grateful this day and declare his works and not my own today. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful for allowing God, for God allowing me to be here one more time. I want to start off the scriptures with a few promises. You know, sometimes you just need, as a Christian, just to stop and get a hold to some promises that God has given you so that you can move on. Promises ignite the fuel of the soul. It is the very energy of the spirit. And the promises takes us further than what we can do on our own accord. So with saying that, I'm thinking of 2 Corinthians 5:17, where he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, and old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. This is a wonderful verse because it's not what man is saying about himself. It's what the Spirit of God has revealed to us concerning the Christian who have been born again. It tells us that if any man be in Christ, he becomes a new creature. The old things are being passed away, and all things are become new. It's a wonderful thing to know that God has done this work for us, and we did not do it ourselves. James 5:15 tells us that the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. It's the prayer of faith that save the sick. It's not all these other things that men and women are trying to make them be. It is the simple prayer of faith. And it is given to us by the Spirit of God. And the scripture says that when we pray this prayer of faith over the sick, that the Lord should raise them up. Not us, but the Lord should raise him up. Look at this beautiful part. And it says that if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. God is interested in always forgiving our transgressions. God is interested in forgiving our transgressions. And we have to understand that the love of God cleanses us from all our sins and transgressions. And this is the work of God that he has done himself. Psalms 27:1 says that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? In other words, there is nothing that a man or any other being can put upon my being that can destroy me. There's nothing. Whom should I be afraid of when I have God on my side? When I have the confidence that God himself will come to my aid and rescue me from all of the calamities that life and toils and pearls that this world has to bring me through tribulations and much suffering. And through it all, I can have the confidence that the God that loved me and gave his son Jesus for me will come to my rescue in my time of need. This is the love of God. He's the Lord. He's the Lord. He's the Lord. He's the light. He's my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. In whom shall I be afraid? The scriptures is admonishing me. They're encouraging me to have a confidence not in me, but in the God that loves me so. My beloved, I'm telling you, in Psalms 145 and verse number 8, it said that the Lord is gracious and he's full of compassion. He's slow to anger and great of mercy. Oh, that's the God that loves us so. Let me say it again. He's gracious and he's full of compassion. He's slow to anger. Slow to anger. He doesn't get angry like you and I get angry. He doesn't get angry because your wife said he's mad at you, or your husband said he's mad at you. They could be so far off. The Lord is slow to anger and is great and full of compassion. This is the God that loves us so. Of course, we don't want to take the love of God for granted. We don't know when he reaches a point of boiling, but we do know that he does reach a point of boiling, because as of now, we have the righteous who we are have been scarcely saved and pulled from the wrath of God to come. There is a wrath that God will bring upon this evil generation. It is for those who refuse to accept the Son, to kiss the Son, and turn to him and accept the Son and love the Son just like you would love the Father. And it is a turning to Jesus that men are refusing to turn to. They rather turn to a whole bunch of other things, but they don't want to turn to the living Messiah, the one who had died and who was given to us from God for the sanctuary, for the saving of our souls. And this is the work of God himself. The Psalms 37 and 4 says that the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. So it is all about coming to trusting in him. We are saved when we are trusting in him. And you have to have the proper him. And that him is the Son of God, Jesus himself. James 4, 7, and 8 tells us to submit ourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. And cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded men. Now, the whole thing here is the submitting yourself, therefore, to God. How do we submit yourself to God? We do what God tell us to do by coming and accepting the works that he has done for us through his Son, Jesus. And therefore, we have submitted ourselves to God. We draw nigh to God when we draw closer to Jesus. When we trust Jesus, we can resist the devil. If you don't trust Jesus, you don't have no power to resist the devil. But once you trust Jesus, you put Jesus on standby mode, and he will come to the aid of all those who trust in him and help them to resist the devil. We got to remember that the devil is an evil enemy of the soul of man, and he can't stand God, nor does he like the things created by God. And that leaves you and me as a terrible mark or target for the devil. And we don't have to worry about that because we have Jesus. And Jesus is the one who will outdo all the works of the devil. I want to say that he says in Proverbs 28 and 26, it says that he that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. This said what I just said, that when you're trusting in anything other than Christ, then you're trusting in your own work. You're trusting in your own heart. You're trusting in your own schemes. You're trusting in your own understanding. And it is called foolishness, and it will bring you into condemnation. It will bring you into condemnation. Now, let's take a look at this word condemnation and get a thorough understanding, one that we can all agree upon. And I'm going to use the Webster's Dictionary to define condemnation. It is defined to be wrong, to show the guilt, to announce judgment upon, to officially declare unfit for use. Now, I want you to think about that. So in other words, when you're being condemned and someone's bringing condemnation to you, they're finding that you are wrong. They're showing that you are guilty. They're announcing a judgment on you. And they're officially declaring that you're unfit for use. Well, the scripture tells us that there is no condemnation to us that are in Christ, Romans 8 and 11. It tells us there is no condemnation. So God is not finding me wrong. God is not putting guilt on me. And God is not announcing judgment on me. And God has not officially declared that I was unfit for his usage. But when people will come to bring condemnation to you, that's exactly what they're saying. They're saying that you're no longer good for nothing. You're unfit. In all that you do, you should be found guilty and your judgment should be passed upon you because you're not worthy of anything. That's what condemnation is. My. I am so grateful that Jesus has come to deliver us from condemnation. He delivered us from condemnation. Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 5 and 7, Jesus answered and said, I assure you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God, and whatever is born of the flesh is flesh. And whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you that you must be born again. Being born again removes you from the spirit of condemnation. If you're born again, you're no longer under condemnation. Titus 3, 5, and 7 tells us that he saved us. Not by works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy, through the washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit, he poured out his spirit on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we have been justified by his grace. We have become heirs with the hope of eternal life. There is no condemnation to those that are in Christ. Now, I want you to remember, my friend, where you and I was according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. It tells us that we was once dead in trespasses and sins, and which we previously walked according to the ways of this world, according to the rulers who exercise authority over the lower heavens, the spirit that now worketh in the disobedient. We too all previously lived among them in our fleshly desires, carrying out the inclinations of our flesh and thoughts, and we were by nature children under wrath, as others were also. So don't be so surprised when people are behaving the way that they do. You have to always consider that when the flesh is of the flesh, it is doing what the flesh do. When the spirit is of the spirit, it will do what the spirit do. A man must be born again in order to do what the spirit is doing. So 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18 says, tells us that therefore we are to come out from among them and be separated, says the Lord, and do not touch unclean things, and I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters to me, says the Lord God Almighty. So come out from among them. Quit touching the unclean thing. Quit watching the unclean thing. Quit drinking the unclean thing. Quit indulging in the unclean thing. Quit speaking the unclean thing. And this is the thing that God has desired, that we will come out from them and walk with him. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 tells us that we are the sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And so therefore, we have to continue our faith, and that faith must be under the subjection to Jesus the Christ. So we were looking to Jesus to be truly all that we said that he is, as the author and finisher of our faith. 2 Corinthians 5 and 20 and 21 tells us, therefore, that we are now ambassadors for Christ. Certainly that God is appealing us, and we plead on Christ's behalf that the world need to be reconciled, and that he made the one who did not know sin to become sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So we are now the righteousness of God in him as we keep our faith in Jesus the Christ. So this has been your dear friend, Andre Alexis, loving on you the best way that I know how. I hope that something was said, and I want you to always remember that we are winning, we are winning, we are winning. We are winning because of what Jesus has done for us on Mount Calvary. There is no other substitute for what Jesus has done for you and I. All right, Black Prince of Preachers, thank you very much, sir.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God, hallelujah, for Bishop Alexis on tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, for that word. Hallelujah, praise God. Before we go any further, let me, hallelujah, do this. Hallelujah, praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you today for your word that you delivered through the man of God. And we ask, Lord, that you continue to strengthen the man of God. Continue to pour in him that word, pour in him that wisdom, pour in him that virtue, that he can continue pouring out to your people, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for him on tonight. And we praise and magnify your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. The thing that always sticks out to me, there is no condemnation. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love that part because, hallelujah, amen, we got people out there that want to, you try to condemn me for what I'm doing. But if I'm going to be condemned for what I'm doing, that means you're condemned, hallelujah, for what you're doing also. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because ain't none of us perfect. Hallelujah. There's none perfect except the Father in heaven. Christ even said, why do you call me good? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. We are a new creation. We are new creatures. This is why Paul can say, I have wronged no man. Remember Paul said that? I have wronged no man. I ain't did nothing to nobody. I ain't never hurt nobody. I ain't never did nothing wrong to nobody. Excuse me, Paul. Hallelujah. Ain't you the one that was walking around killing Christians? Wasn't you holding people's coat as disciples were being stoned to death? Hallelujah. How can he say that he has wronged no man simple because he is now a new creation? In other words, he is not who he used to be. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what people don't understand. We have been born again. We are not who we used to be. See, if you think I got problems now, hallelujah, praise God. If you would have met me a couple of years ago, hallelujah, then you could say he got some problems. He got some issues. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, but Steve Harvey had he did a stand-up not too long ago, amen, for T.D. Jakes, and the title of the stand-up was Don't Trip. He ain't through with me yet. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says this. We always quote this scripture because, you know, we like everything to go good. We want to make sure everything is happening in our favor. We sing songs about it's happening in my favor. Hallelujah. We love to say that all things are working together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. But if we keep reading, it says, for those that he foreknew, those that he knew before, and he predestined to conform to the image of his son, Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one other scripture that says, we have not yet seen who we will become. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, we're getting better and better and better. God is shaping us and molding us and forming us day by day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour. Hallelujah. Changing us. Hallelujah. And then one day we will be in the image of Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, ain't none of us there yet. Praise God. If you think you're there, you fooling yourself. Praise God, and you the only one you fooling because everybody else around you know that you ain't there yet. Praise God, hallelujah. See, I know I ain't there yet. Praise God, hallelujah. But I also know that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. I always talk about that scripture that used to scare me, hallelujah, where he said, I don't know you. I never knew you. That's what he said. Hallelujah. I never knew you, but I did this, I did that, I did the other thing, but I never knew you. But see, the next scripture says, now depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Praise God. Hallelujah. Worker of iniquity. That's the part we miss. Hallelujah. You're not a worker of iniquity. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're trying to get it right, and sometimes you're going to fall. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're going to slip. Praise God, hallelujah. It says, when I do good, sin is forever present right there with me. Hallelujah, evil right there with me. When I would do good, evil right there. Hallelujah. In other words, I got a choice every single time whether I'm going to do good or do evil, not bad. Bad is not a word. Erase that word from your vocabulary. The Bible calls it evil. Praise God, hallelujah. Either I'm going to do good or I'm going to do evil. But if I slip and I do evil, guess what? I've been talking about it for a month now. I got a grace card. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why I don't have no condemnation in Christ Jesus, because he gave me a card, a grace card. And that grace card, it ain't got no limits. See, when I slip up, hallelujah, amen, I can swipe that grace card. Praise God. It's not a day go by that we don't swipe that grace card. Somebody had to swipe it this morning because your husband say, "How do this suit look good on me?" And you lied and told him it did. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a sin. That's one of the top 10 right there. Praise God. But you swiped that grace card. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You leaned on the mercy of God. Hallelujah. You leaned on the grace of God. Hallelujah. And he gave you that grace card so you can have that card to swipe into the time you conform to the image of his son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't none of us perfect, praise God. And we need to quit condemning people. Praise God, from the pulpit. That ain't our job to condemn nobody. Praise God. We supposed to be preaching what Bishop Alexis was just preaching, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. He came and he died for your sin and for mine. Jesus said, hallelujah, that God takes our sins, praise God, and he cast them into a sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again, praise God. Never to be remembered again. That's the kind of God we serve. This always gets me about God, because he's an all-knowing God. He's an omnipotent God. Hallelujah, praise God. He can be, he's here in my apartment right now, but he's also over there at Bishop Alexis's apartment. He's over there at Paige's house. Hallelujah, praise God. He's over in California right now. He's in New York right now. He's in Russia. He's all over at one time. He knows all and he sees all, but yet the great God that we serve forgets our sins. Oh, Lord, I know that's hard to wrap your head around, hallelujah, but this is what the word of God says. He says, I take your sins and I put them in a sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered. Now, if I can't remember it, I must have forgot it. How can an omnipotent God forget? Praise God, hallelujah, because of his grace. Hallelujah, because of his mercy. And most of all, because we wouldn't have his grace and his mercy without his love. Praise God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever. See, quit talking about you, God. We God's chosen race of people. Hallelujah. And that them people ain't God's chosen people, and they know that they not God's chosen people, and they did this and they did that. He said, whosoever. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, he didn't exclude nobody. He said, whosoever. He said, I don't care if you're black, white, Indian, Hispanic. Praise God. He said, I don't care if you're purple, blue, or green. Praise God. He said, I don't care if you're a legal alien or illegal alien. He said, I don't care if you're a Jew or a Gentile. He said, I don't care if you're slave or enslaved. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I don't care if you're a male or a female. He said, whosoever. Oh, hallelujah tonight. Whosoever believeth upon him, believeth in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, and it sounds so crazy to some people, especially us people that think we so smart and we so educated and we so logical and everything has a cause and effect and I can't give nothing and without nothing in return and this and that. It's hard to believe that all I got to do is believe. Hallelujah, on Christ. All I got to do is believe that he shed his blood for me. All I got to do is believe this, and I got eternal life. I'm forgiven for my sins, all because I believe. Hallelujah. 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 I'm here to tell you tonight, praise God, if you just believe. Hallelujah. I don't care how your life is going right now. I'm talking to somebody out there listening. Hallelujah. I don't care how your life is going right now. I don't care what you're into right now. If you believe, don't try to wait to get your life right to come to Christ. Hallelujah. Come to Christ and get your life right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and put it in his hands. He said, all of those that are burdened and heavy laden, he said, cast all your cares unto me. Some of y'all are burdened with how am I going to stop this addiction? How am I going to stop this habit? How am I going to stop lying? How am I going to stop being promiscuous? How am I going to stop stealing? You're burdened with that. He said, cast that onto me. Give it to me. Hallelujah. Because I'm not going to condemn you for it. Hallelujah. See, your wife might condemn you for creeping, but I'm not going to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your best friend might condemn you for lying, but I'm not going to condemn you, because there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why is there no condemnation? Because the price has already been paid. Hallelujah. See, the Bible tells us very clearly that the penalty for sin is death. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, not death the way we look at death. Hallelujah, praise God, because Adam thought as soon as he ate that apple or whatever the fruit was off the tree that he was going to drop dead. That's how we took it. In that day, you will surely die, but death is a separation. Hallelujah, a separation from God. Praise God, a separation from his grace, a separation from his mercy, a separation from his forgiveness. Hallelujah, praise God. Because Adam didn't die that day. Eve didn't die that day. Praise God. Hallelujah. They lived hundreds and hundreds of years. Praise God. Hallelujah. The first time you told a lie, you didn't drop dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the Bible said, Jesus said it like this, you were in danger of the fires of hell. In danger of the fires of hell. I got to say it. Quit telling people they're going to hell. Jesus never said you're going to hell. He said you are in danger, hallelujah, of the fires of hell. If you keep doing what you're doing without coming to that point of repentance in your life, hallelujah, where you give your life over to Christ, hallelujah, and you let God change you from the inside out. Praise God, hallelujah. If you never come to that point, you are in danger of the fires of hell. Praise God. Let me put it to you this way. If you would have met the thief on the cross hanging next to Jesus before he got to that cross, and he was out there stealing, manipulating, doing whatever he was doing, hallelujah, you probably would have told him, you know what, thief, you going to hell for what you're doing. Hallelujah. You are condemned for what you're doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. If God don't like a thief, he don't like a liar, you're going straight to hell. Praise God. Then pass judgment on this man. But that same thief, hallelujah, in his last moments of life, repented. And Jesus told him, verily, verily, I say unto you that this day, hallelujah, you will be with me in paradise. Praise God. He went to heaven, and I'm pretty sure it was some preachers out there, some Pharisees or some Sadducees. Well, it wasn't no Sadducees. They didn't believe in the resurrection. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the Pharisees and the scribes and the teachers of the law, they went up, they taught, you going to hell for what you're doing. But look at the grace and the mercy of God. This man lived his whole life, as far as we know, on the wrong side of the law. Hallelujah. But in his last moments, Jesus said, on this day, hallelujah, hallelujah, this day, you will be with me in paradise. That is the grace of the mercy of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. One swipe of that grace card wiped out all of his debt. Remember, we say, forgive our debt as we forgive our debtors, forgive what we owe, as we forgive those who owe us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And with one swipe, it was forgiven. One swipe of that card, hallelujah, praise God. Everything was washed away. Everything was forgotten. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I tell people all the time, don't think just because somebody lived a life, hallelujah, that was unholy in your eyes, that they died and went to hell. You don't know what happened in those last and final moments before they took their last breath. All it took was something so simple as to say, Christ, forgive me for my sins. God, forgive me for my sins. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the Lord told me a long time ago, we're going to get to heaven. We're going to be surprised, some of the people who are up there. And we're really going to be surprised on some of the people who ain't up there. Some of the people we're going to have to look across that great gulf, that great big ditch that's between heaven and hell that Jesus talked about. Hallelujah. We're going to look across and see some of the people that we thought was going to be with us in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the people we thought was going to be over there in hell, Jesus said it like this. He said, them prostitutes and them tax collectors you talk about so much, praise God, they're going to make it to heaven for you. They're going to beat you there. Hallelujah. Why you condemning them and telling them that, oh, the old girl on the corner, she going to hell for what she doing. Praise God. Well, guess what? While you pass in judgment, the Bible says this, judge not, yet ye be judged by the same measure that you judge others, God will judge you. Hallelujah. 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 So don't be so quick to beat me over the head with the law unless you're ready to take a few licks yourself. And I'm not going to be the one judging you. It's going to be God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We just thank God, hallelujah, for Bishop Alexis on tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, for that word that he brought forth. We thank God for the gospel tonight, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ought to be thankful right now, hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus Christ shed on Calvary for your sins and my sins. Praise God, hallelujah. If there's somebody out there on Blog Talk that's listening, praise God, and you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, praise God. Don't try to get yourself together to go to church, hallelujah, praise God. Don't say I'm gonna get my life right then, I'm gonna, hallelujah, go to God. No, you need to come to God right now and get your life right. Hallelujah, praise God. The Bible says that if you believe it in your heart and you confess it in your mouth that Jesus is Lord, hallelujah, that you shall be saved. Praise God, hallelujah. All you got to do is believe it in your heart. See, your mouth can say anything. But if it ain't in your heart, praise God. No, God hears what you're saying, but God sees what's in your heart. Remember, he told the Pharisees, how can you say good things and do bad? Hallelujah. Praise God. So if there's somebody out there tonight who wants to make Jesus their Lord and Savior, hallelujah. If there's somebody tonight that wants to sign up for their grace card, praise God, hallelujah, because you ain't going to make it without that card. Praise God, hallelujah. That's what I call it, the grace card. Praise God, hallelujah. Every day it's renewed. Praise God. Every day you wake up with more grace than you had the day before because you done used up some grace. You used up grace yesterday, but yet you got more grace today than you had yesterday because it more abounds, the Bible says, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if there's somebody out there that wants to make Jesus their Lord and Savior, hallelujah, we want to, amen, what we call open the doors to the church or invitation to discipleship on tonight. Praise God. Well, we just simply pray a simple prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, just repeat this. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my life. Wash me and make me whole. I make you my Lord and Savior. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And as Christians, we believe, as saints, we believe that if you pray that simple, simple prayer, hallelujah, amen, that you have now been inducted or adopted or initiated into the body of Christ. Hallelujah, praise God. Right now where you stand, your sins are forgiven. You ain't got to wait, hallelujah, to the first Sunday to go get baptized. Hallelujah, you ain't got to wait till you go to the altar. Praise God, hallelujah. If you said it wherever you are, I don't care if you're on the subway, on the bus, sitting in your car, sitting in your driveway, praise God, or sitting in your living room, or sitting in your bathroom, praise God, hallelujah. If you said that prayer and you meant it from the bottom of your heart, your sins are forgiven right now. Hallelujah. And guess what? You have eternal life right now. Hallelujah. Right now. You ain't got to wait till you die to get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us believe that once we die, we will receive eternal life. No, you have eternal life right now. You will never die. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Exactly. You might leave this earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. You might leave this body. Hallelujah. That you exist in. Praise God. But you will never die. Hallelujah. You have eternal life right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you can take confidence in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you take confidence in that word, you can take confidence in God tonight. Hallelujah. That you are saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't worry about what you did 5 minutes ago. Don't worry about what you did last night or last week or last month. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus died for what you did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just advise you right now, get into a Bible-based church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Look up some studies on Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Biblical studies, not Bible-based studies about Christ Jesus and the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that came to save humanity from condemnation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, matter of fact, praise God. Go to your internet browser and go to His Ministry One. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And you can get some teachings from His Ministry One. You can also go to our Facebook pages. There's a His Ministry One Facebook page. There's a Anointed Truth of Christ, hallelujah, Facebook page. Praise God. Elder Prevost Facebook page. Hallelujah. Amen. Bishop Alexis. It says Andre Pierre Alexis. Hallelujah. Go to his Facebook page also. Like that page. Send him a friend request. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And be blessed by the word of God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. And we just truly thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, hallelujah, we just want to, amen, open up the phone lines. If there's one on the line tonight, amen, who has a testimony or a prayer request or a comment on the word of God tonight, praise God, we invite you to do so at this time. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God, hallelujah, for everybody who called in, everybody who tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you called in late or tuned in late, praise God, we will be texting out the link, hallelujah, so you can go back and listen to this message, hallelujah, once again, amen, on the gospel of Christ Jesus, hallelujah, praise God. And we are very thankful to Bishop Alexis on tonight, praise God, for bringing forth that powerful word, hallelujah, on tonight, praise God. It ain't no telling how many people are listening, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. No telling how many people heard that word tonight, amen, and realized, you know what, I ain't got to, hallelujah, be condemned, especially not by man. Praise God. There's a Savior who died for my sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus. And we thank God for His Son on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. I don't know about you. I thank God for the man of God who brought forth the word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of you who have tuned in, hallelujah, to CARE Radio Network. Praise God. We thank God for all of you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I was looking at the stats. We thank God for all of you out there in Ireland and Italy. Praise God. We thank God for y'all out there. Praise God, who have been tuning in to the gospel. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly hope that the word, hallelujah, not Bishop Andre or not Bishop Alexis, hallelujah, but we truly hope that the word has truly touched you in a mighty way. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for y'all on tonight. We want to remind everybody, hallelujah, that Sunday morning, hallelujah, y'all can come on down to CARE Church Incorporated. Praise God. At 9:30, Bishop Alexis will be conducting Sunday school. Praise God. And at 11 o'clock, hallelujah, Bishop Page will be giving a word from God. Hallelujah. We got First Lady Page, amen, leading praise and worship service. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you missed that service, praise God, we will be rebroadcasting Sunday service in the near future. I believe we might broadcast it tomorrow night. Praise God. We might go on for 2 hours tomorrow night and broadcast it. Hallelujah. For either the first hour or the second hour. So we invite you to tune in tomorrow night. Hallelujah. At 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. That's 7 p.m. West Coast time, and that's 10 p.m. Eastern time. Praise God. And you will hear Care Church Incorporated Sunday service broadcasted. Hallelujah. At least the word in its entirety. Praise God. And I'm telling you, it was a powerful, powerful word. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we invite you to call in and tune in on tomorrow night. Praise God. Also, if you would like to sow a seed into the ministry, praise God. Hallelujah. You can go to our link online at paypal.me/theanointedtruth. Or you can send checks or money orders to Care Church Incorporated, P.O. Box 183-483, Arlington, Texas, 76096. Praise God. Once again, that's paypal.me/theanointedtruth. Or send checks or money orders to Care Church Incorporated, P.O. Box 183-483, Arlington, Texas, 76096. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you want to sow into his ministry, one, all you got to do is put a notation on that check or money order. Praise God. Or put that notation on our PayPal account. Praise God. And that goes for any line or any facilitator or any speaker that you hear on the Anointed Truth of Christ. Praise God. If you want to sow into that ministry, praise God, all you got to do is put that notation, and we will make sure, hallelujah, that those funds get to the appropriate person. Praise God. And we just want to thank God, hallelujah, for everything God has done, everything God is doing in each and every one of our ministries. We want to thank God for Bishop Alexis on tonight delivering that powerful word. We want to thank God for everybody on the line who called in, everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio who tuned in. Praise God on tonight. And we have had a blessed time in the Lord. And once again, join us tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Praise God for the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Uncensored. Praise God on tonight. And if we don't have any more comments, we're going to go ahead and pray out with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you gave through the man of God, Lord, reminding us that there's no condemnation in you. Hallelujah. Reminding us, Lord, that you died for our sins. Hallelujah. That you rose from the grave with all power in your hands, that whoever believeth on you shall not die but have eternal life. Lord, we thank you on tonight. We praise you, Lord, for the gospel, the good news of Christ Jesus, Lord. And we worship you and we magnify your holy name. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you comfort us on tonight as we sleep through tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And that you continue to provide, hallelujah, your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness, Lord, and our daily bread from day to day, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We want you to know that we love you. Hallelujah. And we appreciate you, Lord, for everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. And do not forget to say your prayers. And just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Praise God. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. And we'll see y'all next time on
good
the
night.
Morning Truth.
Good night. Good night. Good night, sir. Good night, sir. God bless you.
Amen. Good night, Bishop. Praise God. We'll see everybody next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ, Uncensored. Praise God. We'll be right back.
I know
storm clouds may rise,
storm